Hello?
This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team to verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union Money Transfer. Please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for getting connected with Visa Security. This is Sean. How can I help you?
I've just had a call. I'd like to know what the Western Union money transfer is for.
Okay. I will let you know each and everything, ma'am. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. So as you can see on our server, ma'am, that this morning, there was a transaction was made for £987 for transferring money to China through Western Union application.
No. No, I didn't make that.
And there's an auto debit charge for £8.99 for Amazon Prime membership. So have you made that?
No.
So both the transactions are not made by you? You are positive about that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So I do believe that you want to cancel this fraudulent charge or you want to continue with that?
Sorry?
Do you want to continue with the charges or you want to cancel it?
I want to cancel it.
Okay. So in order to cancel the charges, ma'am, what you need to do right now, I will just assign you with a queue. Once you hear a beep noise.
Once I hear a beep noise.
Yeah. So do you have the telephone number of the anti-fraud department of your bank, ma'am? Do you have that?
I don't have it on me at the moment, no.
Okay. Do you have your debit card with you, ma'am?
I can go and get it.
Okay, get it. Get it. I'm on the line with you. Once you get your card, just
let me know. Okay, just a moment.
Yeah.
Which debit card is it?
Your bank debit card, ma'am.
Yeah, well, I have more than one.
Okay.
So I have more than
You have all your cards with you?
I have more than one bank card. Which bank is it?
Send me the name of the account which you have it, so I can just let you know which account it is charging.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, look at the back of your debit card.
Yes.
You will see there's a card inquiry telephone number or customer service telephone number. Can you see that? 0345 or 0800.
Yeah, I've got that, yeah.
So read me out the telephone number so I can verify with that.
It's 03457.
Yeah.
345-345.
And you are holding with the Barclays Bank debit card, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay. So what you have to do right now, ma'am, I will just assign you with a queue, okay? Once you hear a beep noise, you need to straight away start dialing the telephone number, which you have just read me out, okay? And you will get connected with the anti-fraud department of the Barclays Bank, and you need to tell them that you have not made any transaction for £900 and for £9, okay? And you want to cancel that and reinvest back your money. So once you hear a beep noise, let's straight away start dialing the number. So here is the queue right now, okay?
Yep.
Thank you for calling Barclays. anti-fraud team. This is John Harvey. How can I help you today?
I've just had a call to say I've made a transfer on my debit card to something in China for 900 odd pounds, which I haven't made.
All right. I will be the happiest person to help you out. Could you just confirm me with your first and your last name in order to pull up your account?
Yes, my name is Beryl Cunningham.
Spell out your first name.
B-E-R-Y. It's B-E-R-Y-L.
Mm-hmm. And what's your middle name?
I don't have a middle name.
What's your last name then? Cunningham?
Cunningham.
Miss Cunningham, just help me out with the date of birth.
The 6th of the 7th, 1932.
All right. Just help me out. It's a long 16-digit card number in order to pull up your account summary.
4659-0159-0139-4348-0029.
I will be the happiest person to go ahead and pull up your account summary. Just allow me to put your call on hold for 10 seconds. Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. You are the primary account holder with us. Now, I can see here that there are two charges coming up on your account. The first charge is made for £8.99 for Amazon Prime. Like, do you use Amazon Prime?
Yes, I do, but I don't put it on my debit card.
Okay. Now, the second charge, which is coming from your account, is an overseas transfer for $9.87 using Western Union. Like, do you use Western Union?
No.
You don't use the Western Union. Okay. Now, the first charge, which is for the Amazon Prime, was the standing order. Like, it's a direct debit for every month. Like,
I do that. I do a direct debit.
Okay. All right. Now, do you receive a paper statement from us, from the Barclays?
From Barclays? Yes, I do.
Could you just get handy with the last month's statement which you have with you?
Could you just
get handy with the last month's statement?
I'll have to go and get it.
All right.
I'll go and get it.
All right. Take your time.
Hello.
Yes. Now, can you just see on your statement what was the last transaction from there?
I haven't. Just a moment. The last one I can find is just a second.
All right. Take your time.
Right, the last one I've got is 18th of December.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you want to know?
Yes, what was the amount and for what it was? read out to me?
Oh, for the last one in December. It was for £475.75.
It was for your...
It was for my Barclay card.
Your Barclay credit card for it? It was for your Barclay credit card?
Yes.
Okay.
Stop it.
No worries. Now, could you just see, ma'am, first of all, could you just confirm me how many accounts do you hold with us? Like current account, saving account, how many accounts do you hold with us, with the Barclays?
Just the one.
Only one current account you hold. Do you hold any kind of ISA saver or everyday saver, any kind of saving account with us?
No.
All right. Now, what is the last closing balance you can see on your statement, which you have received?
For December. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, let's see. I don't...
Just check on your statement.
Just a second. Well, the one I'm looking at, you see, it's a Barclay card. It's not my... It's not the, it's the statement. I'm trying to think where the statement is.
Okay, take your time.
Just a moment. I'll have to go to my iPad. Hang on.
All right.
The last one on my Barclay card, as of today, is £6,128.01.
You got the balance of £6,120.01 in your current
In my current account.
Okay. And apart from this, do you hold any other account with us, with the Barclays?
No.
Okay. No worries. Now, the thing is that, ma'am, the charges which is coming up from your account is an overseas charge. So, have you ever transferred any money to overseas anytime?
Never. Never.
Okay. All right. We'll be canceling down your old card. First of all, could you just help me out with your postal code so we can just issue a new debit card to your doorstep? Just help me out with your postcode.
It's my postcode is AL5.
Sorry, come again. It's A for Alpha,
A,
L for...
Yeah. Love.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Mm-hmm.
E for Edna.
Echo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. U for Unity.
Okay, all right. Now, we need to issue a new debit card because we suspect that somehow your card details has been compromised, okay? So, could you... Just help me out with your expiry date from the debit card.
The debit card?
Yes, okay. The number which ends with 0029.
Yeah, just a sec. It's December 25.
25 December?
Mm-hmm. No, December 2025, yeah.
Yes, right, yeah, it will be. 1225 it is.
Yeah.
And what's the CVV code, the three-digit CVV code?
Which code?
The three-digit code, the CVV code. Just look on the back of the card where this white strip is there. On that, there will be a three-digit code. There will be a CVV code of three digits. Just look on the card, you will find the three-digit code.
Why do I have to give you that?
Madam, in order to cancel down the card, we just need this information, okay? First of all, let me tell you one thing, ma'am. I understand, ma'am, but you need to 100% sure that you are talking with your Barclays anti-fraud team, not with any XYZ person.
Exactly.
And I do believe that you have called us by yourself from the number which is given on our Barclays debit card, which is on the back of your debit card, right?
Yes.
this would be 100% sure that you are talking with your bank.
Yes. yeah, but the line was open from when I... Can you not just cancel it? Just cancel it.
No worries, ma'am. If you're not willing to give me the CV number, no worries, okay? There is no worries in that. Now, will you just allow me to put your call on hold for some time so I can just raise a complaint regarding the charges coming up on your bank account to the headquarters?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for holding the line. Now, the branch you go down, which is on the local Harfenden?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me check from our end. Because we have just raised the complaints to our headquarters, and they are looking from where your account details has been compromised, because if you have not authorized these charges from your end, ma'am, it simply indicates that something going wrong with your account. Because because the transaction which is coming up on your account is has been registered on online banking. Like, do you deal with any kind of online banking anytime?
Occasionally, yes.
And in which device do you log into online banking most of the time?
I do it on my iPad.
On your iPad, okay. No worries. Now, have you logged into your online banking today in the morning, around 6 o'clock in the morning?
No.
Because the charge, there is a two device login from your to your online banking. One is from the iPad, which you're saying, and one is from a MacBook laptop. Have you ever logged in through a Mac?
Yeah, but not at, I haven't done it at 6 o'clock this morning. I wasn't even awake then.
I understand. It's all right. Now, let me check. I do believe your local branch is on 28 George Street.
No.
The mall. Okay. All right. Let me check. I do believe the branch is on the High Street, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right. Now, you go most of the time in this branch only, right?
That branch is closed.
Right. So, which is the nearest branch from your home? Would you go?
I don't go to any local branch now.
You don't go to any local
branch? The nearest one is on is in St. Albans.
Okay, no worries. Now, just hold the line. I have to raise a complaint to the account department too, right? And you have confirmed me your date of birth as 6th of the 7th, 1932?
Yeah.
All right. Now, just bear with me. I will be connecting your call to our account department team because they are suspecting that something going wrong with your online banking, okay? So they will be helping you out in order to cancel down the charges and in order to secure your bank account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You have been connected with the fraud prevention team. My name is Don Harvey.
Hello?
Yes. You have been transferred this call from Don Harvey. You are currently speaking with Mark Robinson.
Am I? Right.
Am I speaking with Mrs. Beryl Cunningham?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Beryl. How are you doing today?
Not too good, actually.
Not too good. Why? What happened?
Because I'm very concerned about this call that I'm getting. Debit card being compromised.
Don't be worried about it, Beryl. We'll get it all resolved.
I just want to cancel this amount of money that's supposed to be transferring to China.
I understand that. Things would all be resolved, Beryl. We'll get sort this out, okay? Now, Beryl, could you tell me, like, is something like this which you are facing today, is it for the very first time?
Yes.
Okay, now, Beryl, you go down to the branch. That's the one. Which branch do you go down to?
I don't go to any branch.
Okay, you make online transfers, right? You make transactions online.
Yes.
Okay, what's the maximum amount of money you have transferred in the past?
Well, in the past, oh, I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Approximately, like, what's the maximum amount of money, the largest amount, some you have transferred in the past?
I'm trying to think of what I've transferred.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about £600.
£600 is the largest amount. Like, have you ever transferred, like, an amount, say, £2,000, £3,000, £5,000?
No.
You don't? Okay. And, Beryl, you know, is something like this which you're facing, is it for the very first time?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And, Beryl, are you all by yourself?
At the moment, I am, yes.
Oh, okay. And, Beryl, do you drive? Like, do you go often out frequently?
What has all this got to do with this money transfer thing?
I tell you, there are things which was taking place on your account, you know, is something fraudulently that's taking place. So is it possible for you to come down to your local bank today?
No, it isn't.
Okay. No. Do you have a PIN Sentry device at your place, Beryl?
I'm really quite unhappy about this whole call and the way it's going. I can't understand why this can't just be cancelled.
Hello? Yes, the thing is that, ma'am, first of all, you need to have a trust on us, okay? Because you need to trust on us because the thing is that you have called us, right? You have called us on the number.
Yeah, but I called you when my line was still open.
Your line was still open?
What I'm going to do now... is I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call the number on the back of my card
Right, you need to call from the back of the card only, okay? What I'm doing, I'm just disconnecting this call. You can call by yourself once again, okay? And once you call the number, you can just ask the receptionist that you want to speak with Officer Don Harvey, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Just call them right now. I'm just disconnecting this call from our end. Thank you.
Thank you.